This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An American girl orphaned and taken hostage during the October 7th attack in Israel has been freed from her captors, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Little Abigail Idan grabbed the attention of the world and certainly of President Biden.
She spent her birthday, that birthday, and at least 50 days before that held hostage by Hamas. Today, she's free.
The White House says the president pushed hard for Abigail to be among the 17 hostages released by Hamas in this third hostage prisoner swap.
She's been through a terrible trauma.
Both the girl's parents were shot to death in front of her. Then she was taken hostage after going to a neighbor's for help. President Biden says he's working to get the rest of the U.S. hostages, approximately 10, released from their captors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas released 17 hostages on Sunday as Israel freed 39 Palestinian prisoners in return. Red Cross vehicles were seen driving through Rafah border crossing from Gaza into Egypt on Sunday evening. The International Committee of the Red Cross confirmed it had successfully facilitated and transferred 17 hostages from Gaza in a post on social media platform X. Hamas said it handed over 13 Israeli hostages, three Thais and one with Russian citizenship, on the third day of a pause with Israel. Israeli airstrikes put Damascus Airport out of service on Sunday, forcing incoming flights to be diverted elsewhere, the Syrian army said, and a pro-government newspaper as well. Israel for years has carried out strikes against what it has described as Iranian-linked targets in Syria, including against Aleppo and Damascus airports.